offense. I do kind of have a jump on it compared to maybe some other guys on offense, and it's just my job really to make sure that I can bring along those quarterbacks in the room with me, with Cody and Jake and John and Kyle, and then as well as all those young wide receivers. I mean, there's a lot of new faces out there, a lot of young guys, and I think the new offense gives everybody a fresh slate.
How excited are you about what this offense can do?
I think we're all really excited. Obviously, it's yet to be determined, but right now we got day three, install three, and I think we're all looking forward to see what's going to happen.
What about Keenan Davis's role? I mean, obviously it's going to increase this year. What do you see from him? I mean, just based on what you've known about him the last
year? Obviously he showed a lot of great flashes last year, being able to make plays and graduating a great receiver like Mar. Obviously, Keenan's role is going to go up, and I think he knows that, and everybody here knows that, and this new offense is going to give him a chance to do that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of pressure that goes along with that, too, especially with, you know, what Marvin's done the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody looks at it like that. Yeah, obviously, somebody's got to make up for those catches, but this question gets asked every spring, and we always seem to find a guy by fall to be able to do it. And I think it's going to take a collective effort. I don't think we need to put it just on one guy. We got a lot of talented tight ends, and with Cavante having some experience too, I mean, we have some guys that can get the ball.
James, talking about collective effort, can you talk about the running backs? You worked with them a little bit in inside mm-hmm. Wolf Prep. How have they been doing?
Oh yeah, they've been doing really well. There's three of them really taking those reps, and they're all doing really well, really catching on quick. There's a lot of new stuff for them compared to the old system. So. And they're all three young guys. I mean, none of those are veteran guys. Two of them are freshmen. One of them's maybe a second year here. I mean, they're all young guys, so they're doing a really nice job so far, and got 13 practices to keep moving forward.
In the just a few weeks that you've known Coach Davis, what is the biggest asset he brings to the table?
I think just his intensity and his attack mentality. He always wants to be putting the pressure on the defense and not letting them do that to you. So just making sure you're always attacking the defense and never playing into their hands, I think, is something you pick up off him really fast, and just the way he talks about things and gets excited. I mean, it's just something I think we all feed off of.
Have the adjustments been good, bad? I mean, it's been hard to adjust to a new coach, and not just a new offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. but there have been coaching changes all over the staff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some differences, but I think everybody's really excited. It's a great opportunity for all of us to play again under a guy who's had a lot of success. I mean, we had a great coach that left, but it's just a new phase for us, a new system. I think there's a lot of excitement on what we can learn from our new coach.
Saying there's some new lingo. What's one term? Can you give us an example of one term that used to be this, but now it's that?
Yeah. I mean, we used to call something a combination pack, and now it's sale. But, I mean, it's just little things like that. It's just, you know, all the same concepts, but it's not quite the same.
You beat me to it. That doesn't really change your pre-snap read at all.
No, exactly. It's the same, I mean, same sort of plays that we ran before. It's just what I got to tell everybody in the huddle is what changes.
In what ways has Keenan's role changed?
Well, I think he's obviously going to have a big role this fall. I mean, showed a lot of what he can do last season and had some great times, and I think everybody's expecting him to just keep building off that. And with this new offense, I think it's his job to really help some of those younger guys move forward as well as have himself ready to go.
Way.
I mean, we got to replace a lot of catches by Marv, and that's not just on Keenan. That's on all of our tight ends. That's on all of our receivers. I don't think there's any one guy who we're really going to be able to focus on this year that can take over for what Marv did, and he's a large piece of it, but he's not the only guy out there.
When you start talking about the route tree and stuff, I mean, how much of that is going to be at the line of scrimmage with him specifically, and then everybody?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some differences with that, with the route tree compared to what we used to do, but it's not that much different. He's maybe playing a slightly different position than he played last year, which is where Marv played, which is what you would expect, but not that much difference. I mean, a lot of the stuff is in the huddle, like I said, and if we need to make changes on the fly, we're able to do that.
X and Y is just basically a little more one-on-one, maybe on the X, so opposite the tight end, except it's...
Yeah, I mean, obviously Marv played X last year, so usually you're on the backside, kind of, yeah, more isolated than the other guys, and with Keenan sliding over there, I think everybody's really comfortable with that.
At the same time, if it's 3rd and 6, you need a guy to run a 7-yard route. I mean, not everything's an 80-yard bomb.
No, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say that at all. There's a lot of intermediate passing game that we've already put in, and I mean, we've only done 2 days of install, so I think we're all looking forward to the next 13 practices to keep going forward.
How much of the number tree did you use in Keokuk?
None. Never used the number tree. We just threw it deep at Keokuk. We ran all verticals.
Well, you scored a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. We were good at it.
I apologize if this has been asked, but how have you been as far as your health goes? Because I know at the end of that inside bowl, you took pretty good.
No, yeah, I've been absolutely fine. I was fine the next day and recuperated fine, watched the film, and we all moved on. But I've been fine. I've been moving forward as well as everybody else, and I think we're all excited for spring bowl.
What stands out to you just about some of the younger QBs that you have there behind you?
I think there's a lot of talent behind me with Jake, Evan. I mean, one fall under his belt, and now Cody coming in from a junior college, a guy who's kind of played in a system already and doesn't have to even forgetting the old system because he was already going to have to learn a new system. So I think there's a lot of competition in the QB room right now, and those guys do a great job of pushing me, and I think we're all excited what an opportunity we have under Coach Davis.